Welcome.
And we're live.
Shall we do this again?
This will be fun to edit
together.
Welcome, Sabbath morning.
To
make a long story short.
Don't do it. We got really excited.
Okay.
Like we got it right finally.
To make a short story long.
Just like our intro.
I'm your host, Amanda Asplund.
And I'm your host, Alina Helzer.
Is that your impression of me?
No,
it sounds so sultry.
I was going to do ASMR, but then I was scared I wasn't going to catch it.
Alina.
Watch, we're going to listen back and it's going to be like, Alina Helzer.
I hate listening to my voice. So this podcast is a really great idea. All right, guys. We're super excited for this. It is a Friday night. We are alone.
Okay. But yeah.
But it's okay. We are strong, yeah. Independent loners.
Exactly. And her dog is in the room with us.
Irrelevant. Farley. So if you hear any noises, that's not ASMR. That's Farley. I should rename him ASMR, though. Wouldn't it?
That would be the worst idea in the world.
Come asthma. Like,
I feel like you have to be really, really pretty to be an ASMR people, girl.
You do. They're Nobody stunning. Looks at ugly ASMR nests.
No. Well, it's like their skin is just so bubbly and like it's just baby skin.
Mm-hmm. Like, do you know who Lily Whispers is?
Probably YouTube history so long. Yeah. I'm not going to be able to find that.
Yeah, sorry guys. We're getting way off topic.
But that's why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are going to share our gift with you.
To the world from us with love.
So you will be able to get a quick fact elongated into 30 minutes.
Exactly.
And you may be able to pick up a thing here or there.
Yeah, my favorite saying is you learn something new every day.
Yeah.
And for me, the goal of this podcast is to teach someone, you.
Me.
Something new. And for you to teach me something new.
Me, you.
So I learn something new every day. You learn something new every day.
And we go on to teach our posterity. And you.
Our posterity. our prosterity. Yeah.
So this could be a really bad idea. But thanks for joining us.
Yeah, we're excited.
On our train wreck.
We thought we'd just start off with some heavy topics.
Heavy metal.
Alkaloids. I don't know enough about metals.
Alkaloids.
Oh, hey! We're filming a podcast.
Do you want to be in our shot?
What are you uploading these podcasts to?
Stitcher, Apple, iTunes,
Contacts.
Google Play.
You guys are making a podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Highlight?
Yes, Sammy, you're recording it right now. You're on it.
He's the funniest person I've ever met. You're so wag. What are you even talking about in this?
Well,
what do we not talk
about? I was just about to introduce my topic, and then you came storming in.
We're at minute six, and we've been talking the whole time, and we're fine. So I think.
Well, what are you going to talk about? What's your topic now?
So the goal of this podcast is, I'm going to teach Amanda something like that I'm a expert, quote unquote, in, and she's going to teach me something that she's a quote unquote expert in.
Okay. Expert.
So what are you guys teaching each other?
So, well, I'll tell
you.
That
brings us to right now.
Yeah, okay. What a great segue. So I'm going to be teaching a mandolin.
A mandolin.
I'm going to be teaching Amanda about incels.
Okay. And what are you teaching, Amanda?
Next episode.
Amanda's going to figure out what she's
doing. Oh, you don't know yet.
Snoop Dogg. The next episode. Isn't that a Snoop Dogg song?
I don't know. Maybe she'll teach me about Snoop Dogg songs.
Because clearly we don't know.
But... yeah.
Okay.
Did you want to listen in? You can. You can pipe in when you have something good to say, but only if it's good and funny and makes people feel like they should subscribe to our podcast. Click below to subscribe.
What are you going to call it?
To make a short story long.
No, that's so good.
Thank you. Ooh.
You can't do that in the podcast. They won't see it. They'll just hear you sissy.
Like this comment if you knew what that reference was from.
Like
this comment. Like and subscribe.
Where did you get this mic from?
There are so many questions that I'm sure our lovely podcast listeners don't care about. But this is a Blue Yeti mic that I got on Amazon.de.
Also, if you're wondering where I got my shirt from, those of you...
Okay, pants are cute, Amanda.
Thank you.
She's wearing corduroy pants. They're like an olive green. They're very cute. Ankle.
Yeah.
Oh, we're back.
I work for a tech company.
It's true.
So I know how to fix it. I just broke something, so I fixed it.
That's hot.
And I'll teach you how I fixed it on our next episode. But right now.
So, I'm really excited to introduce my topic. Have you ever heard of incels?
Yes.
Okay, you've heard of incels.
Yes.
So incels are the world's most dangerous virgins. I don't know if you knew that.
No, but that makes sense.
Yeah. They stand for involuntary celibate. So, incel.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And essentially, they are men only. Like, no women can be involuntary celibates.
Really?
Yeah. Which is kind of weird.
Is that sexist?
That's super sexist. They are a very sexist group.
So if we wanted to have our own,
mm-hmm.
we'd have to, we can't be called incels.
They don't believe that women can be involuntarily celibate. They believe women could be voluntarily celibate.
Because they can't get anyone.
Yeah, because... In incel theology, they believe that women, no matter if they're, like, the ugliest woman in the world, a man would still want to bang them. But, like, an ugliest man in the world could be unbangable. Does that make sense?
Yes. And these are the same people that, like, they're kind of, like, radical.
They wear fedoras. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
one
radical.
Of them, like, shot up a school.
Yes, yes, yes. We'll get to that.
Okay, that was
yeah.
true?
Yeah, that's true.
Gosh,
they're very sexist and like they're kind of like a small scale like terrorist group. We're getting into like heavy stuff first.
Just
I guess.
I jump right in the deep end.
Right in the deep end.
Because
this is a pool.
If you jump in the shallow end, you get hurt.
I jump in the deep end because if I jump in the shallow end, I'll get hurt. That's such a good analogy.
I don't think I said it right in the first place.
You know what?
So.
That's what we're all about here.
Jumping off ship. That's, I don't even know.
Jumping off ships.
Let's just...
No. But yeah, incels, they're a crazy group, and we will get to the terrorist side. But first, we need to go over some terminology they have.
Okay.
So, a Chad is someone that's, like, super macho and, like, gets all the girls.
Okay. Jawline.
Jawline. Yeah, that's an important quality. You are studied up on this. A normie is just a normal person.
Mm-hmm. So these aren't incels.
No.
These are just types of men.
Yeah.
Got it.
A Stacy is, although, like, a dumb girl that falls for Chads. Like, I love a jawline. Okay. So I have this little hip nifty chart. I'll put these graphics up on our Twitter, Instagram
feed. Layout.
Our Tumblr, our MySpace. Should we make a MySpace for this?
Our Photoshop page.
MySpace is really big.
Bebo? Do you have a Bebo? I think there's like six
kids
with Bebo.
What's the Chinese Facebook?
What?
Weebly? No, what's it? There's like a Chinese Facebook because they're not allowed to use Facebook in China, but they have like their version. You know what that is?
Remember our Chinese friend from high school?
I do not remember our Chinese friend from high school.
She lived by Abby.
Did she have a Facebook?
She left in the middle of the thing. Her and her mom packed up and left the dad.
Oh my gosh.
They won't ever hear this because there's going to be two people listening to this.
Anyway, in the chart, you can see, like, this is a scale. They've got a stone Chad on one end. That's, like, the most masculine man of a man.
Mm-hmm.
A manly man man's. Mm-hmm. And then a high incel on this end. And then in between, you've got, like, a chatty incel, which is, like, an attractive incel. Or,
oh,
like,
you're right.
A normie.
Almost, like, a little bit off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then the normies in the middle. And you'll see here, these numbers, like, it starts at 1 to 10. And
You ever hear, like, people rate someone?
Okay.
Like, oh, she's a total 8 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, in incel terminology, they call that your sexual market value.
SMV?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They really do. And so they believe that, like, 10s should be with 10s and 1s should be with 1s. But the problem with women is that, like, the low number women still want to get with the high number men. But you know what the problem with incels is? All incels, no matter if they're a 1 through a 5, according to this scale, still think they deserve 8s.
Why?
Because they're a problematic group that makes no logical sense and will...
I feel like I see a lot more girls dating lower status guys, mm-hmm. because girls...
Yeah.
I don't know what the theology is, but I think that we are more likely to see... I don't know. We can look past things in the beginning, yeah. at least.
Yeah.
Men can't, really. That's what... So, I mean, that could be... I could be way off.
No, but comment below I see that...
if I'm terrible.
Comment below if I'm terrible.
Actually,
like no. and subscribe if you're a 4.
Yeah. So, like, if I'm a solid 6 on a good day...
You know what the nice thing with podcasts is?
What?
They'll never know what, like, if we're solid 6s or if we're solid 2s. Obviously, we're not above a 6.
Yeah.
But
my voice is, like, I think my voice brings me down a whole level.
What if we, like, talk like this in our podcast? Hey, incels.
We're targeting a radical terrorist group? Didn't we just state that,
You're right.
Because these people, like, if these are gamers, they're on the internet.
Oh.
Like, I can find...
They're gonna find us.
Yeah. Like, I'm the one that everyone goes to when they need to find someone.
Uh-huh.
So,
it's true. I go to you.
And I have a job. That. And I don't, like, the people are so... I work at a tech company.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot of them there.
Did we mention Amanda works at a tech company?
Yeah. So, I'm surrounded by these people.
Does anyone in your office wear a fedora?
A Newsies cap. But he quit. He quit. He went to a new company 2 weeks ago.
Ooh, but a Newsies cap is...
His wife got it for him.
Oh, he has a wife, though.
He was really proud of it.
Oh, that's cute. Okay, now I feel bad for, like... going on a tangent about his Newsy cup.
No, it was horrendous.
Okay, good.
It was horrible. We all thought it was horrible. But I liked his wife. She was nice.
But she had bad taste in hats.
Smart, though, because no one's going to go after him if he's in a fedora.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Newsies.
Yeah.
But I'd hope when I'm married, knock on wood, that I have a trust in a relationship that I don't have to dress my husband in Newsy caps to feel like he's...
They both had previous marriages were cheating.
Oh, I would put him in a Newsy cap, too, then.
Yeah. So they had rings he was showing me, and they had, like, words on the inside. And but it was written in Lord of the Rings language.
Goblin? Nope.
I don't know. The whole thing didn't make
Gremlin.
Sense.
Gremlin?
Because Lord of the Rings had nothing to do with spouses cheating on, I don't know. So he said that that's why they had those rings, which I don't know.
What?
I thought it was, like, one ring to rule them all, something.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
So, anyway, fedoras. Newsy caps if you don't trust your spouse.
Yeah, I guess it's a good segue for us getting into causes of involuntary celibacy.
Oh.
Because turns out fedoras aren't the only one. They're really obsessed with bone structure. So I have a little nifty map here. This is what a Chad skull
looks like. I'm a Chad. I have been told, I had a friend and I was just sitting in the living room one day and she said, Amanda, you're right. Your forehead is different because it slopes backward.
Look at this. Amanda, you want a...
it's a Amanda, very you masculine...
You want a backward sloping forehead. Do you want this? Looks like a goose egg. The incel skull.
This is why my profile looks manly. Look at my forehead.
You don't have a manly profile.
Apparently I'm a Chad, so...
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather be a Chad than an incel?
Well, women have the forward foreheads.
Okay, look at my forehead. Does mine have a goose egg coming out?
No, but it's like bubbly. Mine looks like I just moved concrete.
Sorry, what is a bubbly forehead?
like it's bouncy.
Mine looks like I've been moving concrete for 3 years.
Shoving your forehead against a slab of concrete.
Like, no, like I just do concrete for a living.
What do you mean you do concrete? As if it's like the new cocaine? Like I'm just sniffing up some concrete.
Like I'm a concrete worker. Like I build stuff. Like my neck is connected to my jaw.
Like, if you just saw my forehead. Your neck is connected to your jaw. Imagine if your neck wasn't connected to your jaw.
Like, if you saw just my forehead, you would imagine, like, okay, going down, she's got a big, thick neck.
That girl's neck is thick with two C's.
Yeah. And, like, Chad.
You know what, though? I, honestly, I love when ladies have, like, very sharp jaw lines.
Like my brother and me.
I said, like, weird lady. But, yeah, when men, too. I think I'm just obsessed with... I mean, I must be a Stacey, because I'm obsessed with, like, sharp jawlines.
Oh.
On women, too, though. Like, I think it's because I don't have any jawline. And, like, for me, I have the opposite thing, where it's, like, I don't have a jaw, I don't have a neck. It just is kind of, like, one tumor to the other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I admire when, like, someone has a jaw that they could slice cheese on.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I think you've got a great bone structure.
I think maybe my jaw pops out, and then your forehead is more out, and then it just my forehead slanted in.
We're kind of like puzzle pieces.
Yeah.
I bet if we smashed our feces together.
Our feces.
Yeah. Well... All right, so Amanda has some Chad skull features, and I have some incel skull features, what we've learned. But yeah, they're really obsessed, so...
We haven't heard which one's worse yet, though.
Oh my gosh, you're right. It does say in an incel skull, feminine vertical forehead.
See? I'm a Chad. I have a manly skull.
And then here, 404, brow not found.
See, and I have a brow. Right here, because I was born like this, you know?
You were born like squinting?
This. I came out like this.
Everyone's born squinting.
Did they invite the other doctors in to laugh at you?
No, but, did they do that to you?
Yeah, I didn't tell you that.
Oh, that's gonna be a good short story made long.
I don't have to ask my mom what it is. She just said everyone was laughing at me because I was just like my brow was scrunched and I was looking and they were like, usually like she... Like, they're just sleeping or crying, and I just was so confused.
Oh, that's cute.
And then that set the precedent for the rest of my life.
The precedent?
I'm just constantly looking around.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, this is a picture. Do you know what mewing is?
No, but I know who that looks like, and I'm not gonna say that, but...
Say it off the air.
Is this off the air?
No, but okay. I'll edit it out. Well, okay, so mewing is the thing that incels are obsessed with.
Oh my gosh, that is so bad.
Where you put the top of your tongue, like, at the roof of your mouth, and you push out, because your tongue...
You told me about this tongue structure.
Yeah.
Placement.
Yeah, because it, apparently your tongue is, like, the strongest muscle. Kind of like how an ant is, like, the strongest animal, where you're, like, I guess, you know? Like, it's like, oh yeah, I guess an ant is the strongest animal like, square inch.
Yeah.
And that's how the tongue is,
Honeycomb
too.
Honeycomb said that. You can do, and they would do push-ups with their tongue on the commercial.
Yeah. And so that's what mewing is. And incels are obsessed with that because mewing is supposed to give you, like, a better jawline.
Oh, my gosh.
So I've got some pictures of, like, people that mewed. But I also think they've been photoshopped. Because, I mean, that's, like, two different people. But I don't know.
Wait. What am I supposed to do?
So you put your tongue... Like, at the top of your mouth, like here. And you just push out.
And I'll need braces. I already need braces.
Well, don't push out on your teeth. Push out on the roof, I guess. I don't know. I need to re-research mewing.
Because that's, like, phenomenal.
Yeah.
Whatever that's called. Differences.
Effect.
Yeah.
Transformation. Did you say butterfly?
But, I don't know.
Butterfly effect.
What day is it? Okay.
May 3rd. okay, so they're also, more common causes is they have dainty wrists, they're shorter than 6 feet, negative canthal tilt, I don't know if you pronounce the TH there, but that's when your eyes slope out.
Do I have that?
Oh, wait, no. Incels is good for women? You have a, No, in women can't be incels.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Okay.
You have a neutral. So there's a positive, a negative, and a neutral, and you neutral.
So positive is good?
Yeah, I think positive and neutral are good, and negative is bad. Negative looks bad,
because that's, like, saggy.
Yeah.
You know, no one puts their wing down. You know what I mean? They put the wing up to make their eyes lifted.
Right. Like, yeah, like cat positive,
eyes.
Yes.
So cat eyes is good for women.
Yeah. Well, and I think incels alike, or men alike. I don't know. All I know is incels, this is the thing with incels, is they're just taking all these physical traits and blaming that on the reason that they are involuntarily celibate. What they're not taking into consideration
is they suck.
Is their people. Bad personality.
Yeah.
The fact that they hate women, their poor personal hygiene, their blatant sexism, and just being a big old booty hole.
Wow. Okay.
Shocking.
See, that's so weird to me, because, like, if I go into a situation or, like, I know who I am as a person. Mm-hmm. Like, I know where I am. I'm going to be nice because I have to, like, you know, they'll say if you are very good looking, you don't super need a phenomenal personality.
Right.
To catch people. Like, so it's like, I'm going to be super nice and really friendly because, like, I don't know, you know, I need extra.
I need a little lift me up. Like,
I know my place.
I know I'm a four. Yes. But with a personality, I can boost myself to a six. Yeah.
And there's nothing worse than meeting someone who's just like, bleh, and then they're like rude. And I'm like, who do you think you are?
Yeah. You are not attractive enough to act like this.
I'm not. You're not. We're on the same, like, don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so glad we could reach this conclusion. I grabbed some screenshots of conversations from incels, because I think it's important to understand, like, it's all, like, fun and games to joke about these guys wearing fedoras who are just obsessed with, like, jawlines and thinking that that's what's wrong with them. But they're honestly,
they're killing people.
But there's also some funny things that they do. So, like, this is a Tinder profile, and this guy, it says, no girls over 60.
I was going to say, do they probably say, like, the no, whatever. I don't know.
Like, this is, like, a weight thing. No girls over 60 kilograms, please. That's, like, 120 pounds.
Do people put stuff like that?
Incels do.
Oh, you found these on the internet? I thought you screenshotted these.
I screenshotted them from somebody else's screenshot.
Oh, dang. So,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And I love this. So, the guy is already saying, if you're over 120 pounds, too fat, don't talk.
Right? Also, his name is Tom.
And he's 35, and he's 7 miles away. 7 miles is too far for him to be this picky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, girls. I use Tinder for some time now, and I have to say, I'm not impressed. Is it just this app? What's wrong with the women in this city? Are all nosy and selfish here? If you're narrow-minded, selfish, and nosy, stay away from me. Also, if you're not serious, just playing around here, please don't waste my time. However, if you're genuinely interested in dating a nice guy that has a wealth of experiences to share on various subjects, please do contact me. Thanks! A nice guy. So, like, you've heard that when people are like, why don't girls date nice guys?
You know? Usually they're somewhere on the...
Yeah, because this is a Venn diagram of nice guys, and then there's a full-on circle within there that are incels. All incels think that they are nice guys.
Someone who says I'm a nice guy is never... I would be like, what the... I would never even say I'm a nice...
Yeah. If you have to say that you're nice, you're probably not nice.
Here's the thing. Is this same concept applies to girls in terms of when girls say, I'm not a girl's girl. I just get along with guys. Well, guess what? What do you think of? You think of that girl from high school who was not nice to girls, didn't go out of her way to be nice to girls, and she, I mean, usually kind of got, like, you know, got all the guys because that's what she'd hang out with, but she didn't even try with girls. She wasn't mm-hmm. nice to them. She wasn't friend, like, and it's not every girl in the world's problem. It's your problem.
Yeah.
Because I get along with girls. You get along with girls.
Yeah.
Like, girls get along with girls. That's how it is. And so the one person, like, whenever they say, I don't get along, I'm not a girl's girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that means you're the
girls
issue.
Girls never liked me.
Yeah, girls didn't like me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, that's, so have you worked on that? Have you worked on that? We could start now, because that's going to affect you in the long run.
Yeah.
You're going to be a, you
like, know, and you what know are you going to do friends. When you want to go to girl parties?
Yeah. Well, like, and you know, you can think of one of your friend's moms that they were not a girl's girl in high school.
Oh.
And they're still not.
Yeah.
And
they also don't go to girl parties.
No. They're, it's a type of, I don't know how to describe it, but it's
out there.
They're powerful.
And it's dangerous.
And they have no friends.
And they have no friends.
Or they have a lot, but they don't know that they're not.
They're, yeah. I get it. I'm picking up what you're laying down.
Yeah, I can think of, like...
And just it's hard to, like, say this without saying names. Because I know that the two listeners we have on this podcast will be the names we want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is another really good one, incel post. The subject is, I actually hit a level below incel. As of today, I'm a pity cell. A woman at the gym held the door for me. This means that not only femoids are repulsed by me, but they also pity my inceldom. And just as I thought it couldn't get any worse, she actively reduced my SMV, sex market value.
Mm-hmm. Which she didn't even know what that was.
Mm-hmm. For no reason. I never talk to women at the gym because they are out of my league, just like other femoids. So why did she get vengeful towards a poor gym cell like me? Is that amusing to degrade a guy you don't even know? So, to get this straight, the guy's upset because a woman opened the door for him at the gym and, like, smiled and talked to him. And he thinks that's degrading. Can you explain that to me?
Oh, I agree with him.
Oh, okay.
That is it. That is, I mean, this is, like, a weird roundabout, like, he's almost saying, he's putting himself above other incels, saying, guys, I've made it beyond. Like, saying he's the first one to hit beyond an incel. Or, like, but it's,
like, I've reached the next level.
He's like, I'm more of a victim. I've leveled up.
Like, as if he can't be more victimized for being an incel. Now he's a pity cell.
Yeah. So now someone's gonna be like,
which also,
well, I'm a micro pity cell.
I'm a micro pity cell. Well, I'm like, a gym cell, and
yeah,
who's a pity cell for micro.
And I'm like kangaroo type. Like, how small are we gonna
kangaroo type? I'm an Australian cell.
Like, you know,
those are incels in Australia.
Yeah,
just kidding. Those don't exist.
Yeah, they don't.
They really don't. Australia's got it going on.
Or they die from spiders. I didn't realize how dangerous it really is over there.
Do a lot of people die from spiders there?
Okay.
I'd rather be an incel.
I don't know if they die from spiders, but I was watching a show and the guy was like, watch out for these spiders. They're everywhere. And if you...
Oh, hey again.
Can I show you something?
Sure. Come on in.
Sure. We're not doing anything.
Yeah. We're just filming our podcast, dude.
Okay.
We're just filming.
Just talking about incels.
The audience can't see this, but look at the top of my blanket chest. I haven't finished. But this is what it looks like.
Oh, Sammy, that's beautiful. She's doing this in wood carving.
Oh my gosh, Blake, are you making a...
I'm making a blanket
chest.
Yeah.
Is that what it's... Yeah, okay, yeah. Blake has one and it's so...
I think it looks great.
It makes fun shiny.
Thank you so much for interrupting our podcast. Just kidding, I love you anytime.
Okay.
I'll just cut it out.
Anytime.
Okay, good.
Incels. Up to now, we're all good and funny.
About? Dude, I just like spaced out.
It's okay, we'll get cinnamon rolls after this.
Okay.
So, like, up to now, incels are all, like, good and funny, like, I can laugh at this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. Because not all incels were created equally. And some of them are very dangerous. And, they have a deadly side to them. So there was that guy in California that, like, drove around and just shot at people. Then there was another guy. Online comments reveal Florida gunman Nicholas Cruz idolized Santa Barbara shooter Elliot Roger.
The school one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That one was crazy.
Yeah. Then there was a guy in Canada that, like, killed people. So, like, there's men that are killing women in, like, the name of inceldom.
Which is dumb, because, like...
Yeah, which is dumb because their whole thing is...
That's not higher power. Like, usually you kill because of... Like, when I kill.
Last time I murdered someone, I was in the right because
of...
Like,
I was forced to because of my... This deity that I... No, it's... Like,
this deity that I...
Like, is there a god of them? Is there a leader?
Well, a lot of them do really look up to Elliot Roger. He was the Santa Barbara? Where's that city in California?
Santa Barbara.
Hurry down the chimney.
Okay, we can do that, too, but... the Elliot... That's not the one who...
Elliot Rogers.
Is that the one who did was recently with the school? That was
no, that's Texas. Nicholas Cruz.
Okay.
All I know...
Elliot.
...is they have this ideology, and again, not all incels were created equally. Like, I want to just... Full disclosure...
There's a spectrum.
There's a spectrum. Yeah. But here we are on the deadly side of the spectrum. So, like, this is one guy, and he's in a Reddit forum called Brain Cells... But, like, cells is C-E-L-S. So, it's, I think it's for, like, quote-unquote smart incels, which seems counterintuitive.
I think they all think they're smart.
Yeah, I think that, too. So, on this Reddit thread, it's titled, "The Thing I Hate the Most About Sluts Is That Despite Having a Sex Count of 30+, They Refuse to Have Sex with Incels." Like, why not do an incel a favor, too? Sex with an incel... Doing them a
favor.
Get this. You asked if they had, like, a god or a religion?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Doug's looking.
Sex with an incel is the most virtuous act a woman can do. She can save a life by doing for incel what she did for so many other men.
Are they saying because of suicide, or they're going to go shoot people?
I think, like, all of the above. Like, for their mental health, for this, for that. Because, again...
Well, she has to deal with that mental health after doing that.
Yeah, but they think of women as useless. They just think of them as vehicles. So they're like, well, if she goes to this fast food place, she could also go to this fast food place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey...
Might as well just stop and have...
I like In-N-Out, but I don't like McDonald's. Mm-hmm. So why would I put myself through that?
Mm-hmm.
Does that analogy make sense at all?
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Okay.
I can pretty much analogize anything.
Analogize anything. I think that's a part of our upbringing, because in church, they'll be like, the gospel's like lotion from Bath and Body. It smells great, and you can get it on sale twice a year during general conference.
Exactly. You know... I feel like for me, it was because I always had to, like, dumb things down in my head.
Mm.
Like, when I was learning something, I always had to compare it to something else because,
mm-hmm.
like, vocabulary was not, still is not my...
Strong suit.
Like, I'm constantly, like, rewording things in my head, like, as people are going.
But you know what? That's good because that makes short stories long.
Yeah.
And without that, we wouldn't have this very successful podcast.
Yeah. And that's how I got my job with marketing. I just dumbed things down to the large scale public.
Have we told anyone that you work for a tech company yet?
Oh, no, I don't think we have. I work for a tech company. So, let that sink in.
Hold for applause.
I work for a tech company. Yeah.
Success has hit you young, my dear Padawan.
I'm also a victim. I'm in close range to probably some of these people.
To these incels?
Mm-hmm.
It's true. It's probably true. They have some rules that they want women to follow.
Let's make sure I'm following them.
One, women are no longer allowed to wear makeup, i.e. falsely advertise their beauty and hence stop them from banging guys above their league. So they don't like that a woman, can I speak? Say I'm a 4, and I put on makeup, and I'm suddenly a 6, then I can, like, get with guys who are 6s.
But guys do the same thing with their personality. So.
Good points.
Yeah. I mean, incels are just, they just suck all the time.
Yeah.
And then they just blame it on.
Because here's the thing, I don't think all incels are ugly. It's like.
No.
You know, it's like the square and rectangle thing?
No. What?
Like, you know how a...
We can't put a square in a rectangle?
A square is a rectangle, but a rectangle isn't a square, necessarily. Square. Like, all squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles are squares.
Yes. Okay, got it.
All incels...
All squares are rectangles?
Yeah, because rectangles just means 4, like, straight sides.
I didn't know that.
And a square has that. But a square is 4 even sides.
Look at this. You just gave me 2 knowledge points. Well, not... Yeah, whatever.
It's too bad. I was planning to use my next week's episode on talking about geography.
Geology.
Geometry.
Pythagorean theorem.
AB squared is equal to C squared. Cool. Okay, so no makeup. Can you do that, Amanda?
I do that sometimes when I'm sick or, like, if I want to, like, make think I'm sick.
Yeah, level your SMV.
Yeah.
Keep it... Don't lie. Lying's bad.
Yeah, but I look better. I just look really good all the time, so it's...
Whatever. Because it doesn't matter. No. Yeah. You're not lying. Okay, rule number two. Women are only allowed to date men with equal sexual market value to them. State-mandated tests should be made, and everyone get a sexual market value card ranging from 1 to 10.
If that changes.
Like an ID card.
Yeah. So, like, what if you...
Like, go through puberty?
Or, like go to get the plastic gym surgery, and also, like, or go... Yeah.
I guess you could, like, go to the DMV and, like, request to get a higher number.
Like, and who's... Like, how do we judge this?
I was thinking that we send all requests to Obama.
Okay.
Because, like, he doesn't have anything to do anymore. As soon as I said that, I felt like a ghost walked through the room.
Yeah, I know!
Did you feel that?
Yeah.
That was a ghost of incels past. Right, the
Wait,
third...
No, I'm, like, really interested in, like,
how do you
judge beauty?
Yeah, I don't know. I think we would need to...
Because I guarantee you incels could look at me and be like, she's a 2. And then someone could be like, she's a solid 4. You know?
Right. And like, well, and I look at you and I go, she's a solid 8.
And then, like, does personality count? Like, if I talk and then they hear my voice, they're like...
Look, I don't want to say I was fishing for compliments, but I just called you an 8. And you just kind of...
I didn't even listen. I just...
No, you're
you...
good.
You...
Stop.
I know, I can't.
Rule number 3. Every time a woman sleeps with a new man, she loses...
Alina's a 10.
We'll wait till you hear this, though. Because every time a woman sleeps with a new man, she loses 1 rank on her sexual market value card. Until she reaches the lowest rank,
they're telling them to sleep. They're saying that they want women to sleep with them.
Yeah.
And then they go down for sleeping with them.
Yeah. Well, because a lot of incels believe that they're in this range of 1 to 4s.
Okay.
And so they believe that women who have slept with multiple men, they should lower their ranking so that they're in the pool for incel men to date.
So they can only sleep with, like...
6 guys. Until there are 4s. Assuming they started at a 10.
No, so incels can only sleep with women who have been sleeping around for lots.
Or they were just automatically, like, 1, 2, 3, 4s.
Okay.
Like, from looks.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But here's it's just so sexist because their numbers doesn't go down at all.
Yeah, the one guy started going negative. I'm like, where does this...
It stops at 1 out of 10. That's the lowest you can go.
You can't go 0?
Mm-mm.
So then why did that guy say he's reached a new level of incel?
The pity cell?
Yeah.
You're right. He is a 0.
We gotta check his facts on that one, because...
We should look at a state-mandated SMV card.
Who is this? Did Greg say this?
Greg
from accounting.
Oh, here... This answers one of your questions that you had. The fourth rule... There's no way to rise through the ranks other than through exercise.
For women and men.
I guess.
So you can't do plastic surgery?
I guess because that would be deceiving and they're really against lying.
I guess I will say that does make sense children-wise, you know? Because, like, what if you're dating someone and then your kid turns out with, like backwards eyes or, like, you know, a nose, like a huge nose. And then they're like, oh...
I think these are valid points.
Surgery's so common now, though.
Yeah, I mean, you go down I-15 and every other billboard is, like, for a plastic surgeon.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I'm shocked when I hear, like, all these, like, 20-year-olds. When I was, like, we were all 20, they got boob jobs. I had no idea.
I didn't know either until a long time ago. Yeah. Or until a little while. Until
I was 20.
Until I was 20. And I was under the knife myself, and I was like... What's going on here, Doc?
I truly didn't even think of that.
And you know what's a bummer is he didn't even make him perky.
Yeah, he just...
He just, like, I'm gonna go all natural, like... bad times. Yeah. Anyway, so incels, dangerous creatures. Some real solutions out there. There's a website where you can date an incel. Like a dating, like a Tinder, but for incels and women. So I don't know if you wanted to try that, Amanda, but I know you're really into charity and good works and service.
Long.
And I think...
Virtue?
The best thing, virtue. I think the best thing you could do is date an incel. Show him what it's like to be with an 8. Because he'll never know that.
You should show him what it's like to be with the 10. What about animals?
That seems like a lot of work.
You know what? I feel like incels don't like dogs. I'm just gonna say that. They don't like dogs. Because somebody who thinks like that of a woman, just naturally, or people, they wouldn't value... I mean, clearly they don't value life.
Yeah, if you don't value women, you don't value furry friends.
No.
Because that's just like a Pinterest quote I saw.
Yeah. No, that's...
In cursive.
Like, that just makes sense to me. They might have a cat. They may have a couple cats.
I would actually peg incels to be the type of people to own ferrets.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Yeah.
Because they can, like, put them in their clothes and stuff.
Ew.
I don't know. They did that on the
Miley Cyrus. I don't know what they did for ferrets.
The Hannah Montana movie.
They had ferrets in the Hannah Montana movie?
Her brother had a ferret.
Jackson?
Jackson. Oh my gosh, I totally... I forgot that was his name. Yeah.
You know, like, the whole time he was filming Hannah Montana, he was, like, 30?
30, yes! So weird. Oh my gosh, so weird. And he was... That was the short kid?
Rico?
Yeah, they were, like, almost... They were almost the same size. And they were both so mini. Because Jackson was so short.
I want to look up the height.
Rico was, like...
Miley
is five...
Height
five,
of...
5'4 and a half.
Jackson. Hannah Montana. Oh my gosh. Yeah. He is 5 feet, 3.5 inches.
Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think... So Miley is 5'4 and a half. Because I'm 5'4 and a half. And my mom said, that's how tall Miley is. Because my mom knows dumb facts. Not dumb. Very useful facts about... culture. But
he's like my mom's age.
No, he's not.
I said like my mom's age. He's 42. So my mom's 46. So he's 4 years younger than my mom.
Okay, that's like the exact same age.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
Your mom's freaking young. Second of all, that's insane.
Yeah. That's weird.
Weirdly enough, Alina's mom also looks extremely young.
He was 20... When the show began, he was a 29-year-old playing a 16-year-old.
He looked so freaking young.
Yeah. Jackson. Jason Earls. Honestly...
He looks older there.
He's also a martial artist.
You know what? He's an incel. I'm just saying it.
We're calling it.
He's an
incel. Calling the shots how we see it. This man's an insult.
If you're playing a 14-year-old...
16.
16-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
And you're 40...
29.
29? You're 68?
I mean, does he have a negative candle tilt?
Was he married and had kids?
He just got married 2 years ago.
Oh. Insult.
Yeah, he has a normal candle tilt.
Dude, I wonder if he was going after Miley. Oh.
Those noises won't make sense when people can't see me zooming into his face. I wanted
to, just showed the camera to the microphone. She just showed her phone. She just showed her phone to the microphone.
Oh, I'm a dumb...
Your dog wants to get out of here, but I don't want him to.
I know.
Come here!
What do you think is, like, a natural way for us to wrap up the episode? Like, what feels good? Because I feel like just ending on this... Alright, I'll do it myself. Just kidding.
Come here.
Come up, Farley.
Come on.
Oh, that was so smooth. Farley, do you want to say bye to all the viewers, the listeners?
Thank you.
Can you say bye, bye? Oh, careful. That's the mic. Okay. Well, this has been a really productive episode of Short Story Made Long. Make a short story long.
To make a short story long.
I am so glad you wanted to learn about incels. It's a passion project of mine.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear what you are going to teach me.
Me too.
Tune in next episode to hear more of Amanda and Alina talk about things we're definitely underqualified to talk about.
Extremely qualified to talk about.
Yeah. Anyway, bye.
Bye.